going to have to email you, Rachel. You're going to have to give me your email because I'm going to mess something up.
I worry about that after every podcast. Enough people don't listen to us.
Well, it's happened
Nicole's
to me.
Nicole's in denial about how many people listen to this thing.
Matt said a number, and I don't think that's possible.
I bet it's true.
It's more than the number of people I know, and that seems crazy.
I bet a lot
our
of
worst,
people listen
our,
to this.
Our least listened to episodes have a lot more people than you know.
You don't know how many people I know.
I don't know how to speak either.
No, how many people do you know?
Eight.
How's that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk about this. It's bad. It's really bad.
Really?
What do you have there in that cup?
It's the Starbucks s'mores frappuccino.
The Graham, the only Graham existence is on the top.
Yes.
There's no flavor.
I don't know what it is. I follow a lot of coffee on Instagram.
Okay. And coffee companies or just
all of it?
Types of coffee?
All of it.
Okay.
Yeah, anything that I think might lead to content that's just coffee. Mm-hmm. And Starbucks has been pushing this really hard.
So it
just came back today.
If I sent you, like, I'm at a cafe in Atlanta. I'm working. I got a nice iced coffee sitting in a window.
That would make me so happy.
Oh, nice. I get a lot of good coffee pictures.
Yeah. Are you in Atlanta?
I do live in Atlanta, yeah.
You come in town?
I come in town just to visit Nicole and record a podcast. My family lives here. I lived here forever, and I moved away right before we started this podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
And now you live in Atlanta.
I live in Atlanta, Georgia, my hometown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, your hometown?
My hometown.
But yeah. Your family lives here?
My parents live here. My wife lives here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Straub.
And I am Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week has three friends, a boyfriend, and maybe a dog. It's Joe Firestone.
I don't have a dog yet. I'm going to get a dog.
Oh, yeah. Maybe could have a dog. I made it sound like we didn't know if you had a dog or not.
It's kind of like stay tuned to find out if
she's got a dog. That's a nice teaser. By the end of the episode, we'll provide an update.
But instead, we just said it right away.
So, Joe, we've logged into your email.
I'm so nervous.
Yeah, you're not feeling great about this. Let me ask you this. If we granted you, like we said, you could leave right now.
Yeah.
No big deal. Totally fine. Would you walk out the door right now?
No, this is actually not the most invasive podcast I've done.
We only care about your email.
Good, because I do. Okay.
Because you do email?
I do
That's
email.
That's good. Okay, so I'm looking at your email here.
So nervous.
Beautiful. What a beautiful, relaxing background.
Oh, that's
first
true.
Of all.
Yeah, I didn't know that you could get this background. It looks like a lake.
Probably.
Yeah. You didn't take. Did you take this photo? Because you can put your own photos back there, you know.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. But this one's nice. It's a nice lake.
Thanks.
Vista.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to spoil, but I just saw something that makes me so happy. But let's start here. So, Joe, we're looking at like 500 unread emails.
Yeah.
Or is that. That's unread? That's 500 emails?
Yeah, that number always means unread.
Right, yeah.
We have 37,000 emails in the inbox, but only 500 unread.
Woof.
Where do you see the 37,000? Oh.
So you've never archived anything?
I don't really know what that means.
Right.
What kind of space are we looking at?
I had to add space when I worked at the Tonight Show.
That makes sense.
Because you get 700 emails a day.
Oh, wow. So you've got 100 gigabytes to burn.
Yeah, we're only.
Where do you see these things? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, no, I'm 24% of the way there.
You are. Yeah. Good math.
It seems like maybe you just focus on like the top line of your email, and that's about it. You've never really kind of looked around here and kind of seen all the bells.
I didn't realize what there is. What I didn't realize. I don't think that I'm going to get less than 37,000 emails at this point. Right? There's no way to control it. Right?
What
at this point, we can't.
Go back there's in time nothing. And undo the 37,000 you've got?
Well, but there's nothing you can do, right? At this point, it would take years to archive.
Oh, you could just archive all of it and just move forward.
But
what
is
if there's
scary.
An unread?
You could archive. I mean, do you think there's anything older than 6 months that you need?
No.
So you could just, everything older than 6 months you could archive.
But then where does it go?
Basically, here's why I love archiving. It's like you have a closet in your email. And you just put all the emails in the closet.
That's why Nicole loves archiving, because she can use her closet analogy. She loves it so much.
I use this so much.
So many
Is
times.
That
I was
why
like,
you
oh, here we go with the closet. Here she goes.
Wait, so then.
Just seeing your face light up talking about that closet analogy. Just so delighted.
Wait, so what happens, though, when you put it in the closet?
It doesn't affect your space. It just – you wouldn't see them. They wouldn't be in your inbox.
I will say there was an email that caught my eye, if we could go back up.
That's great. I wonder if it's the same one that caught my eye.
Yeah. Scared. Can you go up a little bit?
Yeah.
All the way to the top. And it was like five down or something like that.
Okay.
Keep going. I think it was this one.
Oh, that's the same for me, too.
Yeah.
What one?
That one.
This one, current hair color?
Yeah, current hair color.
Okay, so do you want me to explain this one?
Yeah. No, we just wanted to tell you it's interesting.
Okay. Let's move on. Okay. Yeah, click on that. Click on that bad boy.
Okay, so this is from a woman that I was supposed to send my hair to. And then she said a nice compliment about my face.
Yeah, we need to see
this. And then I said, Karen, you're too much.
Right.
Is this for a project she needed to know your hair?
Yeah, because I was a different hair color when when I was doing this thing originally, and then I realized I'm not supposed to be that color, and then I changed it. Now I have to change it back.
Hold on. What words are you saying?
Okay, so in the closet of my hair, I have a different color of the hair.
Sure. Your natural hair color is different than the one you have now.
No, the one I have now is natural.
Oh, okay.
You have a hair archive, is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, I have a hair archive.
I see. Yeah. When you said the closet of your hair, you meant your past?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, and then so now I have to get it back to the color.
I see. Because you're doing something where they expected it to be that closet color.
And so the hairdresser has to see how much mixture, how much paint she's going to need.
And now my question is, why did you send her a picture where you look so sad?
Yes,
so somber. So I've only taken like maybe three selfies in my whole life, and it's a rude awakening about where your eyes are and how they can be in different spots, and it was really upsetting.
This is a mugshot.
So you look sad because by the end of the process, you just were sad.
I was so sad. Do you take them?
Yes, I do.
Do you like doing it?
Yeah, but I don't post. I don't share them with anyone.
I really...
Wait, so do you have an archive of selfies that just haven't gone anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay, a closet full.
Really? Yeah. Sometimes I think I look nice and I want to remember when I looked nice for later when I feel ugly. And I don't think that's bad.
No,
I don't think that's
fine.
Bad at all.
That's fine.
Are you making this face?
Absolutely not.
This is like take 10 is what you're saying. And you're just totally defeated here?
Or was this one and done?
This was like 10. I was in a dark place. Right. This happened like right before I got here. So.
Oh,
this was minutes ago.
Yeah, I tried to take it. Last night, and it was too hard.
Joe, was boyfriend home?
Yeah.
Why didn't we ask him to take a non-selfie picture?
Well, it led to...
Okay.
So it really devolved pretty quickly, and I might have been, pretty upset and, asking a lot of existential questions. It kind of, I guess, escalated into... there is an email in here about, apologies and stuff.
Okay, so, great.
This face that we're seeing, just for everyone at home, is of someone who is asking existential questions.
Yeah, it really
this,
is.
This photo, to show your hair color, is asking deep existential questions.
Can you take selfies?
You
don't hate it?
I don't hate it.
Great.
Wow, you're really organized on your phone.
Am I?
Wow. Little pockets. Jeez, nothing. You have can
no,
see the
this
picture.
This is where I got everything. And
wow.
Then that's the first page so you can see the picture.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, all the apps at the top so you can see the photo.
Hello.
Hi, Matt. It's Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How's your skin?
My skin, honestly, is, I would give it like a B minus.
I was really concerned about your skin the last time you visited. Your pallor.
Oh, yes. And I did look. My skin color looked off during a recent taping.
Yes. And what's great is immediately after that, you went back to Georgia. I went to my home in New York, and we both took a little quiz.
We did. We took an online quiz at Care Of.
Yes, we did. Indeed. It was a quick 5 minutes, but it was a delightful 5 minutes for me because I'm a narcissist and I love to be asked about things about myself that I'm concerned about. What were your concerns?
I think I put down fitness, I think I put down heart. I put skin in there as one of them. It gives you basically like a list of a whole bunch of options of areas that you're concerned about, and you can pick some. And then it basically gives you a research-backed recommendation with the vitamin supplements and or protein powders you need based on your quiz results.
Yes. Oh, did you do protein powders?
No, I didn't. I just did vitamins.
Oh, you just did vitamins? I did vitamins, and yeah. I also did the sticks. The quick sticks. I'm very excited about this. So one of the things I talked about was having trouble falling asleep. Well, the first thing you should know is you're allowed to list your concerns. It's a great guided quiz. I picked everything, and then the quiz was like, okay, let's prioritize. So I mentioned trouble sleeping. So I had the Dream Team stick recommended, and also the extra batteries, because I guess I might have been bragging, but I did tell the quiz that I've been doing endurance exercises lately. It was fun. It was a very fun quiz.
I like that it gave me recommendations for things that I recognized.
Yes.
I recognized the names that I was getting, of vitamins I was getting,
yes,
recommended.
And here's the other thing I like. Like, I did go a little bit kooky the first time we took it, but you can modify your subscription at any time in case your preferences or your needs change, which I really like.
Yeah, and it's cool because your care of order gets shipped right to your door in convenient daily packs, perfect for a busy on-the-go lifestyle. You can throw them in your suitcase when you're traveling, throw it in your bag on your way to the gym, and it's personalized for you right down to the packaging, which says your name on it.
I know. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, I like it.
That is also, it is very convenient for you because you are flying a lot because you fly up here to record.
I do. Nicole, care of also, it should be noted, cares about the environment with their new compostable packs that meet the same quality and safety standards, and they have a ton of info on how to compost them on their website, which I also love.
Yeah, I do really like that because, you know, you get the cute individual packaging and you're like, oh boy, I don't know about this. And then you read that it's compostable and you're like, this is good.
Yep.
I feel nice about this again. For 25...
Pinnacle, where could our...
Okay, okay, yep. Nope.
Oh, hi. Hi, bye. No, just do what you're going
to
do.
Okay. For 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter inbox. That's takecareof.com.
Again.
Okay, bye. You're doing that?
Oh.
How are you doing?
I was just going to...
No. You do it.
Again, for 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter inbox.
Great job.
All right, Joe.
Yeah.
We don't want to do this, in a sense, because you came in, you said you're nervous, but we do have to do this.
Okay.
We need to know someone you do not want to email.
Email. Roulette.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tell us about them without giving away identifying information.
Something, it can be something that's like, okay, I don't want to email them, but it would be kind of funny and weird if I did. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You can find that happy medium.
Okay, yes, I do. Okay, yes, I do have that.
You have, okay.
Okay, tell us about them.
It's my old landlord, Leo.
I love a good landlord
this
email.
This is really good,
can I just
this
say?
This is really good. Okay.
Leo has a ponytail, and Leo's from Miami, and Leo... I cleaned for Leo. I cleaned his house.
Oh, tell me more about that. Were you living there and you cleaned his house?
No, I lived in another apartment of his and I cleaned his house for $30 off my rent.
Oh. How often did you clean his house?
I cleaned his house like twice a week.
Joe!
It was pretty slim pickings time.
All right.
Joe, I don't know if that was worth the $30.
I think you're right. I think that...
How long did that arrangement go on, Joe?
About 4 months.
Okay, okay.
And did you quit that arrangement? Did you say, you know, I got to stop doing this?
I think that I got a job that took me away from my cleaning time.
Was this early on in your life in New York? Joe, how long ago was this?
No, it was... I think it was like maybe 4 years ago.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a subject line, Nicole.
Great, go for it.
Do you have enough information?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to pitch this one to you.
Do it.
All right. Can you open a compose box, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. This is his email, just so you know. But just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Good for him for getting that email, though.
Yeah. That's nice. It's misspelled, though. Like, it's not the...
I think that's part of the joke.
Okay, yeah. All right, fine. But it's not... All right. As written, it wouldn't be that hard to get. Right?
What do you mean?
It's just an obscure word that kind of has a pun in it. My subject line, my proposed subject line is... Back in the game.
So you're typing this, Joe.
Okay, I gotta type it. Do I put in his email address?
Matt says not right now because I think it scares Matt.
We scare to click.
Okay, back in the game.
Back in the game. That's I'm fine with just starting it that way, Nicole.
Yeah,
if you want to take off from here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, yeah. Matt, when you said you had an angle, you mean
no,
you had
I said
a
I had a subject line. I didn't say I had an angle. I want to be clear. I said I had a subject line.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I got.
Leo.
Mm-hmm.
This is Joe. Do you remember me? I used to live in one of your apartments.
Uh-huh.
You used to live in another apartment. I cleaned that one. I also cleaned the one I lived in, but I did that for myself.
This is okay.
In the course of just living in the apartment.
Just living.
No, I think in the course of just living, period.
Just living.
Great. I guess, Matt, I thought when you said I have a subject in the game, it meant you also had an angle.
I did. Well, I did. But that's fine. You started this up, and then I'll pick up from here.
Wait, but hold on. Mm. What?
I thought you would take the baton I was suggesting and run with
right,
it.
Right. I didn't have a full understanding of the baton. So what
back
happened
back in the
is,
game, it's an announcement. I'm coming back. I'm back in the game as a cleaner.
Okay. Sure.
I think that's possible to do.
Yeah, we can still get there.
We are still going to get there. No, but here's what stop. Everybody rewind. Hold on.
Yes.
You said, I thought you said you had an angle.
Yeah,
but you said
you just
listening. Had a subject.
Yeah, right.
Great. And so, but you did have an angle.
I did, but I thought, you know, look, the way this podcast works is like, you know, we complete each other's sentences. And so therefore
I've never seen that variation where one person just says it.
I looked into Nicole's eyes and she went,
I was saying you did have an agenda, and so, you know, you could say that.
I was just seeing where you went with that first paragraph.
This is crazy.
No, it's fine. This is supposed to be crazy.
Are
Leo,
you guys
this
best
is
friends?
Leo.
Matt, Joe asked you a question.
Are we best friends?
Yeah.
No. But we're friends. This is Joe. Do you remember me? I used to live in one of your apartments. You used to live in another apartment. I cleaned that one. I also cleaned the one I live in. But I did that for myself in the course of just living.
Now I live in a new apartment. I also cleaned that one. I guess you could say I never left the apartment cleaning game. Anyway.
This is the longest I've ever written to him.
Let me know how it goes. Just,
let me know how it goes.
See, this is what happens if you don't get your agenda in there.
This is just a check-in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes. Could mean how things are going with you or just how something goes.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm fine with this. It hints at I want to clean some more, but we don't put Joe in the bad spot of actually having to clean. So
yeah,
I'm
right.
down with it. Let's file this away for later in the show.
We'll determine whether you have to set it. I just leave
yeah,
it.
Set
you
aside,
can just leave it there.
And then later in the show, we'll do the second half of Email Roulette.
Hey, Joe.
Yes?
We want to know what's in the bottom of the box.
The bottom of the box.
We got to go to the very end of your stack of 37,800. 654?
654.
We want to know what email number 37,654 is.
How do we do that?
I don't know. Do you know? We're hoping you know.
Stop.
Click on the number there. Oldest. Oh. You know what? I will say.
This is the sweetest first email I've ever seen.
This is nice. This is 2009. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving 2009?
Right after Thanksgiving 2009. Joe, would you mind reading this email?
Okay. This is
I don't think there's anything in this email that's like mortifying, but you're like, oh God, here we go.
It just feels like what you would imagine the first email you got to be.
Yeah, it's pretty perfect.
This is from my mom. She writes, "Hey, Joe, hope you arrived safe and sound in NYC. You missed big excitement here. Ben and I went to Sam's to buy a new TV. When I got it home and unpacked it, unfortunately, the screws that were supposed to attach the base were missing. You can only imagine the conversation and cussing that ensued for the next hour. We tried every size screw we had in the house, but to no avail. Anyway, we finally went back to Sam's, got the screws, and now we have a working TV DVD in the live family room and a working TV DVD in the basement. Good news, huh? Just in time for you and Dylan. Okay, Joey, be safe and well. Looking forward to seeing you and Dylan in a few days. XOXOXOXOXO, Mom."
So had you just moved to New York or no?
I was staying on my friend Dylan's bunk bed.
Oh, very nice.
Uh-huh.
Why did Dylan have bunk beds?
I guess it's Arrested Development. I'm not sure.
It was okay. 10 years ago, Nicole. It was a different time. People slept in bunk beds more that day.
Like adult people slept in bunk beds? You're telling me in 2009, more adult people slept in bunk beds than now?
Yes, that's my stance.
Can you find anything to back that up?
I will spend the rest of the show attempting to do that.
Joe, does your mommy yell you a lot?
No. No, in fact, she really doesn't. I don't even know her email address now. She got blocked out. This is a charter.net email, but she got blocked out of it. So she had to do a new email. She got Yahoo.
She upgraded.
She didn't upgrade all the way to Gmail?
No, she didn't want Gmail. She wanted Yahoo.
Oh, interesting.
Let me ask you this. She said you can only imagine the conversation and cussing that ensued for the next hour. Is your family like big swearing family?
Yeah, I'd say that half of my family is pretty rage prone. I remember growing up, if anybody like stubbed their toe, it was pretty explicit, like really quick to 100% 60 miles per hour rage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But 60 miles per hour is the speed limit, though.
That was the fastest I could think of. Yeah. Okay. But I realized that there is faster. Yeah, but it was – yeah, so I'd say a lot – they get really angry really fast and then stop being angry after like maybe 6 minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's fast, but it burns out quick.
Yeah.
How is that TV DVD?
I think they still have the one in the basement. So that's must be at least 10 years old now. Pretty good.
Wow. Yeah, it's holding up.
Yeah.
How often do you go home?
I guess maybe every 3 to 6 months.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And you using that TV?
Yeah, I've turned it on.
Did you and Dylan ever use that TV?
Yeah, I think so. I think Dylan and I, it was just in time for us.
It was just in time for you. What do you think you watched?
I would probably say maybe we put a DVD in the DVD player. Maybe we watched Mulan or something.
You can say you don't know. You can say that's an insane question. We're talking 10 years ago. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, Joe, right at the beginning of the show, I saw something that I liked very, very much.
What was it?
It was your drafts. So it's time for What's in the Drafts?
That's a lot of drafts.
Oh, what's in the box?
I have so many drafts.
That's got to be a record, right, Nicole?
Yeah, this is for sure, without question, this is a record.
4 digits.
Joe, can you tell us what this number is?
1,125 drafts.
What are these? Can you click on it?
I'm so scared to know. I think it's like I think it's because I start emails and then I think most of these are no subject blank emails.
Well, that's pretty common, but these are a lot.
Some of them are.
Wow. I would love to go back, though. I don't want to start on the first.
I do like any apology email that's unsent. I enjoy. Can you click on that one real quick? This is very sorry.
Very sorry. I'm so sorry to miss the conference call.
But not sorry enough to send the email.
I guess not.
Joe, can you click on the number?
Mm-hmm. Oldest?
Yeah, let's look at
bottom
oldest.
Of the draft.
I wonder.
Bottom of the draft.
Uh-huh.
The bottom of the draft.
What does that second email mean?
I don't know what that means. KDHX calls to artist.
Is that like a call sign? KDHX?
That's a St. Louis radio station, but I don't know why.
Are you from St. Louis?
Yeah, but I don't know why. Yeah, that's a tricky one. I don't know that one. KDHX calls to artist. Is artist me? Is KDHX?
It looks like a lot of this stuff, Joe, is job application stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it.
I like this here.
Which one?
Idea for press releasing.
Oh, yeah. That's all it was. This is to Dylan. Dylan.
That's the Dylan?
Yeah. So this was the Dylan that was referenced in the other email.
Do you want to name names?
Yeah, Dylan Marin.
I didn't know that you and Dylan lived together or that Dylan had bunk beds.
Yeah, Dylan had bunk beds and
well, you stayed with him. You didn't live together.
No, I stayed with him for like a couple months.
Wow.
So
did you clean? No.
No. But this was
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe. Yes, Joe. What is this? Please read this subject line as written.
Caitlin, could you help me? It sounds like a Beatles song.
You need to click on this. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Whoa.
I wonder what this was about. Who is Caitlin? Oh, I know Caitlin.
Yeah, no, we assumed.
Interesting.
This is the longest unsent email I've ever seen.
It's done. It's a done email. Joe, will you read as much of it as you can?
Wow. Okay, dear friend Caitlin, Joe here. Well, not here, Joe in New York, but that's a different thing. Yeah, I was trying to be funny. Okay, so anyways, so you know how IU work? Okay, so this fire's a trap. Wow, I really don't, I don't think I sent this to the right person. That's what, maybe that's why? Wow, okay, so I guess I was.
This email makes no sense and I don't understand what you're asking.
I don't understand what I'm asking, too. This was to a lady I waitressed with, and I don't understand why I'm asking her to promote my play in St. Louis.
So it's a really long email describing the show. I would say it's like a 10-line paragraph. And then at the end you say, how do you think we could fill those precious tweed fold-down seats? So that is...
I don't know why I guess this is why I didn't send it to her.
Yeah, it needed to be pared down before Sunday.
Well, and also you needed to figure out what it is you wanted.
I don't know what I wanted. I guess I wanted her. No, I don't know why I would have sent this to her. I mean, I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad it was a draft, but
there,
I don't know.
Hold on. There are no capital letters in 15 lines of this email, right? And then the first capitals we get to are, oh, and before I completely forget, Merry Christmas, friend.
Oh, good read on that. Joe, is that the voice you heard
in? Yeah, that was the voice I typed it in for sure. I don't know why I sent this. Wow.
You didn't send it?
I didn't send it. Wow.
We could.
Caitlin, I really dodged a bullet there. Maybe I should send it now.
Yeah, we love to send these. That was December 2010. Might be a good send.
Yeah.
That feels too crazy.
Hey, Nicole, she's into it.
Joe, you can send.
I might. I really don't. I'm so glad I didn't send. So many of these are blank, but I'm so glad I didn't send most of these emails. Wow. Okay, so this is to a person that it ended up that, well, this is. This actually was a lot of personal drama with this person. It ended up being pretty tumultuous.
Okay, I just want to hear about the email that you did not send to them.
I said, person's name, that's so cool, now you are both practically...
No, you did not.
No, that's so cool, now you both are practically celebrities.
Celebritize.
Oh, so it looks like, and it's kind of interesting. It's 2011, and this person is talking about this cool web series, Broad City, which is kind of an interesting little throwback. Yeah.
What does this line here mean?
Well, it was so this person came into my life, and I thought, what a cool person, and then it turns out she kind of flipped my life up. It was a pretty tumultuous. I don't know how to – it was a lot of drama. It was a lot of drama.
Gotcha.
I guess I could tell you guys off mic, but it was pretty juicy drama, probably the most drama I've ever had.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can't keep telling the people who are not going to get to hear about it how juicy the drama is.
Pretty juicy, like a steak.
What about this one, Joe? Can you – before we click on it, can you just tell us what this subject line is?
I lost my instructions. And this is to Dylan. The only –
You sent that? Okay, yeah. Nicole just went rogue and sent that.
I felt bad about not letting you send the other one from before.
That's a first, and I will say that's a first. Not asking, just sending. First time that's happened.
So yeah, that was just I wonder what he'll respond with. That was to Dylan, and that was just I lost my instructions.
What happens here? Do you think? Like, here's another one. Couldn't call back today.
Just so we know, that was an email from 2012 that you had sent to Dylan.
But here's another one. Like, hi, blank. I couldn't call you back today, but I apostrophe. And then it just ends. Like, what do you think happens? You're on to do something else?
Probably just, like, took a bite of a bagel.
Hi, blank. Would it be here? Would it be, is there a time we could? And that's it. That's what these all are.
I think that would bounce back because that place is closed. No, that place isn't closed now.
Well, better send that one.
Yeah, I could send all of these. Maybe I should send all of these and just see kind of who's out there still.
Who's out there still?
Who's there? Who's ready to respond to me? There's some good ones in here. Wow. A lot of these are just asking for jobs or asking to put on terrible shows at these people's venues. This one's to my dad, and it says couldn't call back. That's the couldn't call back today.
Yeah.
You call your dad Fred?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, if you have a dad, like my dad, you usually call him by his first name.
Oh, really? But mm-hmm. Mom is not by her first name?
No, no.
And you do a lot of stuff with your dad, so I should know that you call him Fred.
Yeah, we talk. Today I got really panicked because I thought I was supposed to meet him, and I got there, and he wasn't there, and I was like, what's going on? He wasn't picking up the phone. Turns out he's not even in town. I don't know what I was thinking.
Wait, made you think you had to meet
you
him?
You hallucinated a plan?
It was almost like a draft of a coffee date. Yeah.
What?
Can you have a coffee date with your dad?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, especially because you work with your dad.
Yeah.
What's a draft of a coffee date?
Yeah, that's the bigger question.
Like, I went there not knowing that I thought it was the day to meet him. And I went there, he wasn't there.
Got it.
He didn't know that I was there.
What made you think it was?
He said, let's meet up on Wednesday morning. He meant a different Wednesday morning.
And did you have a time? Or did you just go to the coffee shop Wednesday morning and think that your dad would be there eventually?
No, we had a time at 9:30.
Oh, okay, but it's a different Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, that's confusing.
Yeah, I was wondering what's going on with him.
Where does he stay when he's in town? Dylan in the bus.
Yeah, he'd love that. He stays at this hotel, but if I'm out of town, he'll stay at my apartment. Normal, good, normal, yes.
Hey, Nicole, you know what it's time for? We've already almost gotten there.
Oh, yeah. Is it for parental alert?
Parental
units.
This is a segment we call parental units, but Nicole refused to call it that. What? We're already in there. Is there anything else we should glean?
We call it parental units, but I confused it with another segment, so I've been calling it parental alert.
Yes.
I don't know. I was worried about this because I put it on thinking like you'll definitely have fun stuff from your parents, but we already kind of found some stuff.
We did.
Joe, what's wrong?
I just read this top one.
Oh, we're back to drafts.
We're back to what's in the draft?
Yeah, let's go to that.
What's in the box?
It really upset me a little bit. Okay. The subject is surprises, and I wrote, I think if people are gone, people are gone, and I didn't send it.
No, and what does it mean?
I don't know.
Can we get a little context?
I guess it was, oh, okay, so I was planning to take my boyfriend at the time to Six Flags, and the one person on this three-person mass email said, this is Passover weekend. People will be gone. And I said, if people are gone, people are gone. Didn't send it. Seemed like I was pretty upset.
Did you go to Six Flags?
Yeah, I went to Six Flags.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I went. I went with, like, I think it was like a group of four.
Okay.
Four non-religious people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
These four right here.
No, I think some of them couldn't make it.
Are you in touch with any of these people anymore?
I would say hi to them on the street for sure.
Okay. That's not no, then so no.
So that's
no.
A no. Yeah, it's a no. Yeah, it's a classic no. What's parental unit alert?
Do you text with like either your parents or other family members? Are there a lot of exchanges?
And how do
those happen?
I would say some, mostly calling, but I would say there's some emails, some. Some emails. Some
you
texts.
Said we don't get many emails from mom.
No,
that was a rarity. Maybe we should check and see what other emails you've gotten from your mom.
Okay, so I check from my mom,
but we also don't know mom's email.
It's a Yahoo. So
it is okay. So yeah. Should I check which one? The old one, maybe
Yahoo.
The Yahoo one.
Yeah, we always.
Okay, I can close out of this one.
Yeah.
Okay, I can close out of this one.
Yep.
Okay. My mom is, like, not quite the best. Maybe there might be something juicier in the other one.
Wait, I want to know. No, hold on. I want to know what great evening is and why you got two emails in a row that were forward great evening.
It was from her friend Stephanie saw me in a show and sent it to my grandma and then also sent it to my mom, and both of them forwarded it to me.
Okay, wait. Can I see the first one? And can you read a little bit of that?
My grandma has the best emails.
Great.
My grandma is really good at emails.
Grandma alert. Grandma yeah. alert. Right here.
Do you Grandma alert.
This is actually not the best email for my grandma. Can I read one of the other ones?
Yeah, of course.
She's really good at email.
And she's crushing it with an AOL.
I know. She's really good at this.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's a frequent.
This one's pretty good. Yeah, this one's pretty good.
Yeah, we need a few lines from this one.
Okay. Let's see.
No subject.
Okay, so let's see. She writes about...
Wait,
is there,
what are you
we
doing?
Want you to paraphrase.
Read the email.
Read the email, the whole thing?
Just read part of it.
Okay. This might be the best way for us to communicate.
No, you missed the most important part.
Oh, dear darling Joe, this might be the best way for us to communicate. Seems like nice and then pretty harsh. We had a lovely evening Thursday. Went to Herbie's to celebrate Amy and Fred's birthdays. We do enjoy dining with those guys. Did it in Florida a lot. Most fortunate.
I love it. It's such a. This is already such a unique way of. We do enjoy dining with those guys. Most fortunate. This is already amazing.
We are delighted to be back home, and Billy is busy looking at stuff he brought home from Shamrock. We have to do a lot of closet cleaning to make room for the things that he wishes to keep, and indeed he should. I have my save files, and he should too.
Wow, this is like archiving.
I know. Then she talks about a memoir by Charles Blow. And then she says, it's tough to read. And then she says, it's gorgeous here. All the flowering trees are competing. We're off to do errands. Sam's, Whole Foods, then to pick up dinner for the Coens at Chick-fil-A.
So she spells Chick-fil-A, chic fillet.
That's, oh my God. It's an SP question mark. So at least she's like, I don't know how to spell this, but the spelling is amazing. That's great.
There is one good one. I do want to share. I wonder which one is the best one. There are some really good ones. What was the one? The one after Mary Oliver died was – oh.
Wait.
Okay. This was the best email I've gotten in a long time.
Is this the best email?
Yeah.
Then we need the one before – I think we need the one before it just to set it up, don't we?
Okay. So, hi, Grandma. I just read the news that Mary Oliver passed away today. I'm thinking of you and how it's such a gift that we could share her poetry so easily between us and both appreciate it. I hope you're having a nice day. Otherwise, is the weather good today? Talk soon. Love, Joe. Hi, honey. I printed your email to live in my keep file, like, you know, she referenced before. I agree. Her words we share are gifts to you and to me. But that's not all. You are a gift to me and to Billy. And I am grateful to say, and Billy agrees, he had better, that our lives are gifts to each other and our children and grandchildren and the great-grandchildren are gifts to us also. To love and be loved is a miracle. Love, D. The weather today is gorgeous, a bit warmer than this morning. We ate a huge lunch at our favorite fish restaurant, so no cooking for me tonight. Maybe a bite of ice cream. D.
The only thing that could make this email better is we ate a huge lunch at Chic Phillips.
Wait, Joe, I also noticed she signs it D.
Yeah.
And not Grandma.
Yeah. She goes by D on emails.
Interesting.
That's
but
cool.
I thought it was so poetic. To love and to be loved is a miracle.
Very poetic.
Yeah,
then she ate at her favorite fish restaurant. She's pretty good at emails. Yeah. Maybe a bite of ice cream.
Also, having a printed out keep file is pretty badass. Yeah, in this day and age.
She's pretty good at this stuff.
Wait, what is Forward Making Pizza in Brooklyn?
Yeah, there's a few cooking ones.
So I don't think this was to me. My grandma wrote an email. Dear Bob, let's the four of us go there so we buy our wine. Thanks, Billy and Dorothy.
You don't think she added you on here on purpose?
I think like she's responding to Bob, who sent her a video of a Brooklyn pizza tosser.
But, like, you don't think she's doing this, like, because you live in Brooklyn, or do you live in Brooklyn? I don't know. But
yeah.
I thought maybe she's adding you.
No, definitely not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is
she forwarded you. The email she sent to Bob is what it looks like.
Oh, yeah.
And the email Bob, do we know who Bob is?
Mm-mm.
The email Bob sent her. Can you talk to me a little bit about what this email is?
The subject is making pizza in Brooklyn. L. And the only message is in all caps, and that is how you toss a pizza, Bob.
There's a video attached, which I think we need to watch.
I've never watched this video. Wow, we're really going to all lengths to watch this video. Yeah, hope it's good.
Up in there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really hope it's good.
It's already good.
It's 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
Do we know where in Brooklyn this is?
No.
it's him filming the behind the counter of a pizza restaurant, someone making a pizza. He's just at a pizza place.
So this is your grandma's friend, Bob.
Uh-huh.
And this is clearly an iPhone video that he took of somebody making pizza. Although I will say, haven't seen it. The camera sort of keeps moving, so sometimes we lose the guy making the pizza.
But now he's...
Oh, he's kind of putting on a show.
He is. Oh, wow. He really is.
Oh, he's lassoing the pizza.
Wow.
He's around the restaurant. This seems to be a whole thing.
This doesn't seem sanitary.
No.
No, I don't want that one.
People are loving it.
But he went behind the back, a frisbee.
He's doing the pizza. The pizza just, touched his shirt. He's doing it like people would do a basketball. Matt, is that fair to say?
Yeah, it would be like, those are basketball tricks with a, thank you, Nicole. Those are basketball tricks with pizza dough. Definitely.
He's sitting down. Oh, he got it under the leg.
I mean, this could be like, you know, halftime entertainment at an NBA game.
People would love this.
Yeah, this guy is.
I think he's overworking that dough.
I mean, I don't think anybody's going to want to eat that pizza, right?
Oh, what does it say? What does the back of his shirt say? Where is this?
Chick-fil-A?
Matt.
It's NS. I'm starting to think he's done this like before.
Yeah, I think people are scared and excited.
Yeah. But I am curious if he serves this one. Oh, he's doing a wheel.
Wow, it looks really sturdy.
Hey, you don't think they cook with this pizza, do you?
No, certainly not. This is the show pizza. Wow, look at how close he's. It's like burlesque.
It's long. I mean, I feel like we've seen every trick in the bag now, and we're on to like the third iteration.
Maybe you don't think there's maybe a finale?
Oh.
Like fireworks?
Where can you go from? Exactly. Yeah, where can you go from here?
Maybe sauce and cheese? Wow. Oh, that's pretty good, what he's doing now.
Now he's doing it like it's a hula hoop.
No, he did that already.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Oh!
What a finish.
I told you there was a fucking finale.
Okay, he threw the pizza up in the air and went through it with his body as though he were emerging from like an, what? Okay, that might get gross. It was, what was it? Can you describe better than that?
He threw it up in the air as if it, and then it became a hula hoop and like fell over his body.
Yeah. It was as though he was born out of it. There.
Yeah. As if he permeated the hymen of the pizzas, I think what you're trying to say.
Exactly. Thank you.
And now he's covering it in tomato sauce he's putting it in the oven. No, why?
Well, that's a great video.
Wow, that was pretty scary.
It was scary. I agree with that.
That was, yeah. See, now Dylan responded.
Oh, wait. Okay. That's what we need to deal with first. What did Dylan say?
Dylan said, what does this mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
How should I respond?
What did we write again? Can you refresh our memory?
It says, I lost my instructions. No, no email.
And he went with the move of texting back, so he's elevating the urgency of it.
Yes.
Should I ask for instructions on something?
I don't feel like, I don't.
Nicole's ambivalent. Okay, here's what's happening right now. Let me see if I'm right. You don't like playing games with people on the other end of people's phones or emails when they don't know.
Yes. I especially don't like it if they're somebody who we tried to book this season who very politely declined because they were busy but expressed interest in being on a future season.
It's very reasonable.
That's, I think, particularly when it happens. He knows what the podcast is, so you could also just tell him.
Yes, okay.
You could say...
I'll tell him after.
Well, yeah, tell him after.
I'll tell him after.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll not just let him be concerned for 20 or 30 minutes.
Yes. Joe, it's Matt. This is a segment. I haven't fully worked out the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling it Time for Apps. But what I mean about that is as if we're at a dinner party and somebody brings out apps and we're like, time for apps.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
People say that.
Maybe we need like a silverware kind of clinking sound for this one.
Time for apps.
Okay.
Joe, can we see your phone?
Time for apps. Do you guys want to see my apps?
Yes. Okay, so right on your, let's go to your front page.
Hey, Nicole, can you move it a little more toward you so I can't see it at all?
Okay. All right, calm down. So who's this baby whose face you're covering with all the apps?
That's my nephew from 4 years ago.
Wait a second. Hold on. That's odd phrasing.
From 4 years. Hold on. That's from 4 years ago, and it's your nephew, but he's still your nephew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, he's still my nephew.
That's my ex-nephew.
Yeah.
So this is why you were so interested in the layout of my apps, because you have a background photo that you never see.
I can't see him.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him, but I can't see him.
You got a lot of random – okay, so wow, you don't have that many apps.
No, I really don't, because I'm worried about – I don't have that much space on my phone because I got a used phone, so I got to be pretty careful.
You got a used phone, you have someone else's data on there?
Wait, now that makes me want to know what your space situation is.
I don't have a lot. How do you find this out?
I went to General. I went to iPhone storage. Joe, you have a ton of space.
I do?
Yeah, Joe, it says you're using 11 gigabytes of 64.
That's time to download some apps.
I'll download some apps.
I think time for apps maybe is just getting Joe some more apps.
Yeah, Joe, what kind of apps would you be into?
I don't know. I mean, what do they do?
We could combine segments. Well, no, let's talk about this first.
Okay.
So, Joe, again, you don't have many apps.
Yeah.
You have the apps that the phone came with.
Uh-huh.
And then you also have the Amtrak app.
Yeah.
How often are you doing that?
Well, apparently you can't print. You have to print out train tickets, or you can have the app. So one time I didn't print, so I got the app.
Oh, okay. I see.
I don't think I'll ever.
So you're not going to delete that.
I could probably delete that.
Let's delete that. Nicole.
Yeah, we could probably delete that.
We got to take action on this episode.
Oh, delete it. Nice. Yeah. Damn, that was fast.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a pretty quick process. I didn't do anything special.
Well, the only app I really use. Boom.
What's
the New York Times crossword.
Yeah.
How are you doing on this puzzle?
Not good. You could help me out. I just need one clue.
Okay, which one is it?
Okay, this is wrong. Here, let's just see real quick. Yeah, so these two letters are wrong.
Okay, so it's 17 down.
Yeah.
Organization for the Indiana Fever and the Atlanta Dream.
Oh, wait, how many letters?
Four.
Can't see. You're not WNBA.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Wow.
Congrats, you just finished it.
Thank you so much.
Wow,
that was so great.
What
wow, thank you.
Something.
Nice. Wow.
And that's time for apps.
that segment will never go better, by the way.
I know. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, apps.
Are you on Goodreads?
Are you on Goodreads?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't really know how to work it. Okay. I don't know how to do any of this technology. I think I'm friends with one person, Evan.
You can say it.
I forget his last name. Evan.
I think I know who you're talking about, and I think I also can never get that right. Okay, log in.
Okay. I'm friends with Evan. Yeah,
So Goodreads is, for those who don't remember or don't care, this is a site where you post the books you're reading. Is that right, Nicole?
Yes.
And you say, do you like give them a rating?
You really don't have to.
But why wouldn't you? Because like what I want to know if I go to your Goodreads is like, oh, she read that one, but did it suck? Was it good?
Sure. That would make sense. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Shocking to the listeners of this podcast, but real me doesn't want to hurt people's feelings.
Okay. So like if I'm an author, I see what people are doing to my book.
Or you could. Or also, like, maybe I hated a book that you really liked, I wouldn't want you to feel bad.
That's insane. Here's someone who rated a book, though.
I only have one friend on here. It's only him.
And he's giving out 4-star ratings like they're nothing.
Oh, never mind. I got two friends.
No, that's not your friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not my friend?
That's just an author.
Damn. I only have one friend. I can't find you. Should we use the friend finder?
Like, you would have already given up on friending Nicole.
Yeah, why'd you make yourself unsearchable?
I don't know.
It tracks, though.
Because, Joe, you read a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought this would be a cool social media site me, but...
No, it is. I think you're going to really like this. Okay, so forget about me. Forget about friending me. What are you reading right now?
I just started reading... On the way here, I gave up on Sense and Sensibility, and I started reading the Witch Elm.
Nicole, are you surprised that she gave up on Sense and Sensibility?
I am and I'm not, because the first time I started, I didn't love it. But then when I got into it, it was very funny. Oh, Tana French.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one of her books I read. So here's what's happening, Joe. So you're going to mark it as currently reading. And then anybody you're friends with is going to see that you're reading it, and maybe they'll want to talk to you about it, or they'll put it on their list because you read it.
Oh.
Do you see?
Yeah.
Would you want to rate that right now?
No, she's currently reading it.
You could give it a live rating.
This does not have a great average rating.
Oh, it does not?
No.
Oh, interesting. You've been reading books.
I've been reading books.
No, you've been rating books.
I've been rating books.
Oh, yeah.
I raided some books.
But you did all this?
Hmm.
You did all those?
I did it all in one day, as you can see. Oh, February 20th was a slow day.
Look at this.
What's that? Oh, nice. You're going to friend me. So I can see what you've read?
Yes.
This segment, I will say, was never intended to go this long. This Goodreads segment is designed to be a 10-second segment where the person says, no, I'm not on Goodreads.
Well, but actually, Matt, in your mind, it was how it was intended. But in my mind, this is always – it was supposed to always just be the listeners sitting quietly while I have friends on Goodreads.
Okay.
You're going to love it.
Can't wait to talk to you.
How many books do you think you're going to read this year?
I'd say 50.
50? It won't let you. Click on.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's leave it at 47. Oh, okay. Well, great. Now I got something.
You're 16 books behind schedule. That's terrifying. You have no chance.
I have no chance.
Yeah, we set that bar
too high. I was supposed to read 16 books by now.
But you have, haven't you?
I guess I could load them.
Yeah. Let's go through and let's load each one of the books you read this year. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Matt. Matt, I'm kidding.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you love cool drinks and books the most out of all the things?
Oh, 100%. I, on Instagram, I have like a saved file that's just called books and coffee.
Wow.
Yep.
But that's the you love the most?
Besides my boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
without reservation, the things I love, yes.
So a combination of a photo of a book and like a beverage, well laid out, that's it for you?
100%.
Have you thought about like framing this stuff up where you live? Like do you have?
No, that's kooky.
Is it?
That's kooky. I would never know how to choose which ones.
You could do a nice collage of like 9 coffee photos, you know what I mean? Like on a wall.
Sure. Maybe.
It might bring you joy.
It might. That is a good point. I wouldn't have to go looking for it online. I will also say I also love one where it's a woman's disembodied body next to not disembodied.
What is happening right now? I think we have a confession here from Nicole.
Hold on.
It's finally coming out.
I mean, like the kind where it's like you can also – like it's taken from perspective and you can also see like a woman's like – I'll show you.
Yeah, please do. Please do. This needs some clarification.
Spend time waiting for apps. This is it.
Spend time waiting for apps.
That's how it goes.
Okay, hold on. Joe, can you describe – I'm going
to
show you.
I want you to take a moment to try to explain – a woman's disembodied body and what you meant by that.
How Inbox goes?
This is honestly best case scenario, how Inbox goes. Joe, I'm going to show you a picture. You describe what I'm showing you. Don't tell Matt, but you describe it to the best of your abilities.
Guess it's a woman's disembodied body.
Matt, how would you describe this?
It's an aerial view.
The aerial. That word would help.
We're looking down at a woman's disembodied legs, which are in fact attached to her body, we assume. And we're looking down into the cup.
Cozy.
Doesn't it look so cozy?
Yeah, it just paints a little picture of who's holding the cup, but without, you know, any identifying details.
I love that.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
We want to take you back. Nicole, do you have a year in mind?
I have 2014.
Okay.
Taking it back. 2014 edition.
What do I say? 2014? What do we do? Wow!
All right, so I guess actually we're doing today.
Going 5 years ago.
5 years ago today.
Whoa!
Taking a look. So we've put in May 1st, 2014.
Mm.
This is what your email looked like, Joe. Can you believe this?
Dang.
The ghosts of email past.
This is what I did. Dang. Seems like I really wanted to buy a domain name.
Wait, really?
Yeah. This was my drafts folder several times. Don't buy a domain name. Buy a domain name, do laundry, finish health insurance, get dentist appointment, Eric Julio, red jello for love.
What does that mean?
Oh, boy.
Oh. Okay, so this is all a to-do list. Dang. Oh, I know what I was doing this for. Yeah. Wow, this is a pretty good to-do list.
Wait, okay, so I have a question. So you have all those items unlisted.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's an address and an email address. And then underneath it, it says... Can you read starting here? This looks like a to-do list. It's not how they work, though. Go for it.
Two, write outline for film. One, draw and color tarot cards. Three, read outline for dating show. Four, figure out health insurance when it begins. Six, go to bank. Five, figure out what you're doing for cool shit, weird shit. 7, figure out what you're doing for improv workshop.
So, Joe, why? What is Joe? Explain your number system to me.
Just reread the numbers to us. The order of the numbers.
2, 1, 3, 4, 6, 5, 7. It's like a phone number.
Explain that.
Yeah, and then it keeps going.
It picks up with numbers we've already used.
6, write thank you note to grandma and grandpa. 7, figure out something for the cassette tape. 8, donate dolls and clothes. 10, push out pictures, upload them.
Above that, though, there's a disembodied paper marker scissor with no number.
And an address. I don't know where it goes. 254 36th Street, Studio B440.
What? Is this comedy related?
I don't know. I hope so. I want to cover all my unfinished IKEA furniture in chocolate so it feels less like failure, more like Kinder Surprise Egg.
Oh, no. This is... Wait, wait. Scroll down, Nicole, so we can see how long this is.
This is like my whole drafts. This is this... all of it.
Joe, could is it possible that this is your notes app?
Oh, yeah.
And it sent it to you as an email?
Yeah. Definitely.
So you had one long notes app at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like I did.
This seems like it'd be impossible to find anything in this.
I know. I don't know why I wouldn't have organized it like this.
It's not organized.
Wow. I wonder what it was about.
This is all under by domain. Oh, well, because that's the first thing. By domain name.
Wow. I think I did some of this stuff.
I know we're probably at time, but this is such a delight that, Matt, even though we've gone through the whole agenda, I just want to keep going.
That's fine.
Joe?
Yeah?
Do you ever order from Seamless?
Dining in.
I've done it a few times.
Can we see?
Sure. Let's see. Seamless. Yeah. Yeah, I've ordered it. Well, people ordered it at work.
Yeah, wait. You said yes because a bunch of emails came up, but none of them are from Seamless.
I got Seamless on October 9th. I got Seamless.
What'd you get?
It's like I got. Oh yeah, I got string beans and vegetarian sesame chicken. Mm-hmm. Okay, and it says I didn't tip, but I tipped in cash. I swear I tipped in cash.
Is this a place near your house? Do you order from there a lot?
No, obviously, last time was October. I don't think it went so well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Last I checked. But I ordered a pizza. Oh, this was, I ordered a pizza, pepperoni and a pizza.
Wait. You ordered 2 pizzas?
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, and this looks like it was to a friend's house.
I think because I wanted to give them a little treat.
I think we should just...
Joe, what a nice thing. So you just sent somebody 2 pizzas?
Yeah, it was okay. It's probably an apology pizza.
Based on how that pizza, that reading just went on the menu.
Why does Seamless send me so many emails? Russ Pizza? Where's the next one from Seamless? Can you guys help? Where is it? How do you find Seamless? Where... I just don't understand where the next Seamless is. I ordered. Oh, here's a gift card from Seamless. I gave my friend a Seamless gift card when he had a baby because I thought that might be good to give somebody that just had a baby.
So you mostly use Seamless for gifts?
I guess so. I just think it's kind of sometimes Seamless. I don't really understand.
What is this?
What, this one?
No.
About that upcoming meal.
Oh, that's, Nicole, this is your favorite.
I hate the way that Seamless talks to people. I think it's so unacceptable.
Is that a pun? About that upcoming meal.
What is a pun,
about
Joe?
That.
So, Matt, it's funny that you're asking, because Joe is actually very familiar with puns.
About what? That.
Joe hosts a show about puns. Wait. So, Joe, can you explain to me how you think about that upcoming meal could be a pun?
Isn't there a phrase like about that upcoming deal? Deal?
So changing deal to meal would make it a, I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
About that upcoming, How come these get in my inbox?
Wait, what do you mean? Where else would they go?
Or couldn't they go to some other filter?
Oh, like promotions, you mean?
I went to Cafe India December 9th.
You did not go
in
there.
2017.
What do you mean you went there?
What'd you get?
Oh, I was in Milwaukee, and I asked for a palak paneer and a mango lassi, and I ate it in my hotel room by myself. I remember this place. I'm going back to Milwaukee. Maybe I'll get it again. I guess I should forward it to myself, or how do you think you should do that? Forward it to myself?
Joe, it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Whatever.
So what that means is it's time for the second part of email roulette.
Chickens. Oh.
So, Joe.
Yes.
If you get this question wrong,
okay,
you have to email your old landlord. Let's recap what the email is. Read it, please.
Subject line is back in the game. Leo, this is Joe. Do you remember me? I used to live in one of your apartments. You used to live in another apartment. I cleaned that one. I also cleaned the one I lived in, but I did that for myself in the course of just living. Now I live in a new apartment. I also cleaned that one. I guess you could say I never left the apartment cleaning game. Anyway, let me know how it goes.
You know what's batshit about this email is the one main sentence, in the course of just living, which lives on its own. It's not connected to the other sentences. It just stands alone as an idea. Mm-hmm. So we have a question here. You get one shot to get it right. Nicole and I don't know the answer, so we will try to help you.
Okay. I'm so nervous.
Here's the question from Rachel. Nobody really knows how Bitcoins work or why they're worth so much. This is classic Rachel. She gets in a little commentary when she starts the question.
This time I agree, though.
Yes. But what was the first thing bought with Bitcoin? A, computer. B, should I read these out of order? I should, based on Joe's list.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. B, textbook. A, computer. D, coffee. C, pizza.
Coffee, pizza, computer, network.
Textbook. Close enough. Okay. Coffee, pizza, computer, network/textbook.
Oh.
But it's textbook.
It is textbook?
Yes. Now.
Oh, that's the answer?
No. Oh, why? Oh. You look so happy. Coffee, pizza, computer, textbook. Those
which
are the
one
choices.
Is it?
Well, I don't know which one it is.
Why not?
Because she wrote the question.
Rachel?
She's not going to tell you.
Why not? Why do we have to have strict rules here? Seems like if something's at stake, maybe we could just kind of bend a little bit.
I give you credit because this is, I think, the first time in however many episodes we've done where someone just said, why don't you just tell it to me? So I do give you credit for that approach. It's not going to work, but I do give you a lot of credit for that.
Okay. Because sometimes if you ask for something, you can get it.
And I think that approach is going to serve you really well.
Is it? Okay. So
do you want to talk through what the logical –
I think that Rachel put in coffee for Nicole. I think, and same with textbook.
Oh, because
Nicole loves textbooks and coffee.
And I'll say right now, I was going to push you towards coffee. So
you were?
I was.
I think pizza's a classic, Silicon Valley thing to buy.
Uh huh.
Let's buy pizza with Bitcoin.
And it doesn't matter, like how we know this, right? It doesn't matter. That's
it
where my mind is going. My mind is like, how do we know this information?
Let's know something. Let's know what.
How do we know who bought what the first time Bitcoin was used?
Because that's the point of Bitcoin.
What?
Oh, because it's like publishes the transactions. Is that the point of Bitcoin?
Wait, but I thought Bitcoin was all because I thought we were using Bitcoin because it was untrackable.
No, it's completely trackable.
Well, I fucked up.
Wait, but Bitcoin, you have to be like a
Nicole's
Bitcoin.
Nicole's logging in frantically to her phone right now.
Wait, you have to be like a Bitcoin. You have to have like a Bitcoin wallet to accept Bitcoin tender. Mm-hmm. So probably not a pizza place. Or Domino's is an app.
Talk it through.
Domino's is an app used for social media. Coffee is a...
Wait, what's happening right now? Domino's is an app used for social media.
Wait, what are the options again? It's
okay.
Coffee networks.
Coffee?
Coffee is a network.
There's no network, for God's sake. It's coffee. D, coffee. C, pizza.
Okay.
A, computer. B, textbook.
Oh, okay.
Computer is an app. And then I think that also.
What's happening right now? Computer is an app.
Pizza is an app.
Just words.
And then I think that coffee is a local, and I think that textbook.
Could, I get it now.
Could be depending on the university. MIT.
This is a really interesting glimpse into your mind.
Do you think that? Do you think that coffee is wrong?
I'm scared of it now, and it's. What tainted for me because of the Nicole connection, and I can't think rationally
Ow.
About it. No, no, no.
Ow.
That came off much harsher than it was meant to. It's tainted in the sense of I can't evaluate it rationally because of the idea you suggested that Rachel put it in because Nicole likes coffee.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I meant.
What do you think Rachel wants?
What do I think Rachel wants?
It's a bigger conversation.
That is a great question. I think Rachel wants it to be difficult.
Oh, so you think pizza is like a trick here?
I don't know that pizza's a trick because if pizza's the real one, then...
We did have pizza on the show. I would say, guys, we saw a guy flipping pizza too.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's true.
So what was not on the show? Okay.
Computer.
Do we have a computer? Well, we're using one.
Oh, yeah. Network.
There's no textbooks on the show.
But then we spent a lot of time on Goodreads.
God, they're all on the show.
It seems like the monster's inside the house.
I mean, ultimately, it's Joe's call. So, yeah. Joe, close your eyes.
Good. This is good.
Do you guys know that I'm on the Burritos listserv even though Burritos closed?
First of all, this is information you should have
revealed. Closed?
Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Burritos closed.
What's Burritos?
It's burger burritos.
Oh, were they good?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Hard. Okay, well, Rachel, you looked sad about it, and then you gave me a very dismissive head shake when I asked you if they were good.
We're gonna go retroactively go back and tape a segment. What listservs are you on?
I know.
Okay, but Nicole, Joe, you're doing a good thing here.
Joe, close your eyes.
Mm.
And also, Rachel, I would love if every episode from now on could end with a clip of Matt saying, Nicole, you're doing a good thing here. Joe, close your eyes.
Yeah.
Walking down, you're in a dungeon.
Oh.
You can hear the drip, drip of water from somewhere.
You don't scare her.
Okay.
Oh, come on, something nicer.
Dungeon.
Sorry, Matt. Between now and the last time we talked, I watched two seasons of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
There's a lot of drip drips in it?
There's just a lot of dungeons. Mm. Okay, so anyway, you're walking through, it's not a dungeon, it's just a hallway. You're walking through a hallway in Silicon Valley. Silicon?
Yeah, try that one.
You're walking through a valley. You're walking through a valley.
The Silicon Valley? Because that's different from regular valley.
No, it's a regular valley. And you hear the drip, drip of water.
Where?
Sure. A waterfall.
Just somewhere in the distance.
Mm.
You're walking through a valley. And you can see the meadows. And then you see in the far, far distance is a stone pillar on the top of a hill. You climb up the hill. You climb up the hill. And as you approach the stone pillar, you look at the stone pillar and you see... Which answer?
What? That was
Yeah, the answer's supposed to come to you right there.
That was so fucked up. That was too much stimulus, too much to look at, and you think I'm going to look for an answer of what Bitcoin used? Pizza. Pizza.
Final answer?
Pizza, pizza. Caesars, Little Caesars. Pizza, pizza. Spicy wings. Pizza, pizza. Cheesy bread. Pizza, pizza. Pizza, pizza. Right? It is? Oh!
Wow.
Pizza, pizza. Never steer me wrong. Pizza, pizza. Burritos. Pizza burritos. Dang.
Well done.
Wow.
Dang, you sound like you want to send that.
No.
I did. I really wanted you to send it. But what can we do?
And if you want to find us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast.
Yay, bye.
But if you search for burritos,
will you
get anything?
It's too bad it's closed.
If you search for that in your
burritos, yeah. I thought you were talking to somebody else. Burritos. Dang.
Okay.
I got hot. Since 2017, I've been getting emails from burritos. And I guess either I would forward them to my friend or my friend would forward them to me.
And your friend said, I think you hate burritos.
So. No, Joe, I said this to my friend.
Joe, you've never gotten an email from Burgritos. You've only had them forwarded to you.
I got an email from Burgritos. Burgritos commercial contest. Win free Burgritos.
You're right.
For the
I missed them because you haven't opened them.
Open carefully.
Now
get $5 off Burgritos.
Now
open
that's
carefully.
A pun.
Open carefully. Open sesame. Open carefully.
Wing in the new year at Burgritos.
Wing in the new year?
Yeah.
Oh, because there's wings. Let me see.
Did we do this?
Yeah, big time wings at Burgritos. Hmm.
Was this place a chain?
Can I see a picture?
Of Burgritos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was this a big chain? Was it a local chain?
No, there's a few. Dang, look at that. Burgritos. Dang, look at that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but that's a burger. Oh, that's a burger and a burrito, but with French fries on it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that at all.
Burger, burrito, the best thing on the internet. Holla, holla, holla. Look at that. Burgritos on Instagram. Dang. Burgritos. Okay.
Nicole, you're doing a good thing here.